My name is John Erling. Today's date is December 21st, 2010. Scott, would you state your full name, please?
Navarre Scott Momaday.
Your date of birth?
February 27, 1934.
That makes your present age?
75.
Where are we recording this interview?
At my condominium in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in the compound called Zocalo, on the north side of the city.
Where were you born?
I was born in Lawton, Oklahoma. The Kiowa Comanche Hospital, I think.
Your father was?
Alfred Morris Mamadete, full-blood Kiowa.
And then your mother?
Yeah, Natachi Scott Momaday. She was basically English, Irish, French, and some degree of Cherokee.
And as we'll find out later on, she really embraced Cherokee.
Yes.
You refer to yourself and others as Indians.
Yes.
So the issue of Native America, is that important to you or to other Indians?
Oh, I think it's important. And I think that the two terms, American Indian and Native American, I think of them as being both acceptable. I say American Indian because my father did and his father did. So out of respect for them, I use that term.
Your ancestry, I believe you can trace back to about 1850 in Kentucky?
Yeah, my mother was born in Kentucky, and my grandfather, her father as well. I knew him, and then I didn't know the parentage before that, but a good part of it is in Kentucky.
Then your grandfather, Momaday, married your grandmother, and her name was?
Aho. That's the only Kiowa name that she had, as far as I know.
Did she maintain that name?
Yes.
Were you able to know them at all?
My paternal grandfather died the year before I was born, but I knew my grandmother quite well. She lived up into the 1960s. I used to visit her a good deal.
Wasn't there a story about your grandfather building a house for himself, his wife and children?
My father was born on the site. The house was under construction. He was born near the arbor of the house. That was 1913. Frame building with screens all around, dirt floor. It was a very cool and comfortable place in the summer.
Your father's Indian name was?
Juan To, Warlance.
And then he was christened as?
Alfred Morris Momaday.
What did your father do early on that you know about?
My grandfather was a farmer. He raised cotton. My father, of course, worked for him in the cotton fields. He grew up in that way, became interested in art very early on, so began that career when he was quite young. He took art very seriously, and he was very good at it.
Became a student at Bacon College?
He was a student at Bacon for a time, yes.
So your father may have learned about painting there. He helped the Creek artists.
Yes, I think he learned something there. He roomed with an artist I know, a painter. So I think probably they were exchanging information and techniques and so on.
So then your mother, she was born where?
She was born in Kentucky, Fairview, Kentucky, western part of the state.
How did they come here to this area?
Well, my mother went to Haskell College in Lawrence, Kansas. A close friend there was a Kiowa girl and invited my mother to Mountain View, Oklahoma, where my father lived. Introduced them, and they fell in love and married.
There was a point where your father called you, used the last name Momaday, as from Momadete?
Yeah, Momadete. That was the family name. That was my grandfather's name, his only name. It became the surname of the family, and my father abbreviated it for some reason.
So your parents then were married in 1933, and they then lived at the place you made famous, Mountain View.
They lived there for a time. But it was during the Depression, and they were looking for work, and so they found it in New Mexico and moved here when I was very young.
And Mountain View, where is that?
Southwestern Oklahoma.
Then you were born at the Kiowa Comanche Indian Hospital in Lawton.
Yes.
And you were an only child.
Yes.
Some of your earliest memories.
I guess my earliest memories are of Mountain View and my grandmother and other members of the family. Then the next thing is New Mexico. I remember certain things about Shiprock, where we lived for a time, and so on.
Your first languages, what were they?
English has always been my first and only language. Kiowa I heard when I was very young, but I didn't learn it because I wasn't there long enough to really learn it. So English is the one language that I really have possession of, though I have smatterings of several other languages.